Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, one of the signatories, joins us now on the air. Mayor Stevens, how are you?
I am doing well, Aaron. Good afternoon.
So what is the importance of mayors and of towns across the country signing on to a letter like this? What can local governments do in the wake of federal policy moving in the direction that it is?
Well, I believe, and particularly for the larger cities, that's where the innovation is coming. That's from where the championship for mitigating climate change apparently is going to come, because we're certainly not getting it from the White House and the powers that be and the federal government. And that's really, really a shame. It should not be a political issue. I think at the small town level, it's good that we can show our commitment. I think it really is the mayor signing on this letter was not so much of a binding agreement, but just a real statement about there is leadership in this country that feels that we need to be very, very active about mitigating climate change.
So taking a look at Hillsborough, what does Hillsborough do now, and what will Hillsborough be doing in the future to mitigate the effects of climate change locally?
Well, you know, we're a little town of about 6,500. So I think when I signed on to the letter, I got requests and said, who's your contact person in charge? We're just trying to pick up the garbage and patrol the streets, keep the water flowing and the sewer lines clear, repair the streets. So we're really at the basic level. But what we've been doing, Aaron, is including climate change and environmental stewardship and sustainability is part and parcel of just everything we do, and that's. I am very proud that we've made that part of our culture for our staff. It's something that the board pays attention to. So kind of like all those things that you do on a daily basis, we're trying to do the right thing. That means doing energy audits for our buildings and trying to be fuel efficient in our automobiles. And I don't know how many electric cars that we're going to sign up for, but there was a staff initiative a couple of years ago. They won an innovation award when they could have bought a truck that was just used for moving objects around the wastewater treatment plant. And someone said, oh, let's get a much smaller vehicle, kind of an ATV kind of vehicle to move sort of chemicals and things around. And then they finally said, well, wait a minute, let's just get a tricycle and had a pedal vehicle, because that served us. That's reducing fuel. It's keeping people more healthy and efficient. And so I don't know that's going to totally mitigate climate change, but it's that kind of attitude of just really looking, what can we do to be efficient, financially, to be healthy, to be safe, and also do the right thing in the long run for climate change. And when the president a few months ago took office and had the EPA and other agencies remove all the information from the web pages about climate change, I thought, the town is really doing a lot of different things. We should have a web page that talks about what we're doing. And so staff put that up, and you have to search around a little bit on the town website. But we do have a web page that talks about the entire list of things, everything from pollinator gardens to being in the bee city, and what we're doing for fuel efficiency, what we're doing to try to take care of stormwater, all those things to try to be very good environmental stewards.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and I think that's a really good point, because no one individual person like you or I or any individual person who might be listening to this conversation, we could do 1,000 different things, but as one person out of 7 billion, we're not going to be the tipping point in terms of major climate change versus no climate change, but the little things that we can do combined with the little things that everyone else can do as individuals and the little things that we can do as neighborhoods and communities and small towns and larger towns and bigger towns and states and countries, that all adds up, and that's what's going to make the difference. But it starts with individual people doing their part and individual communities doing their part.
Absolutely. And so, as I say, sometimes change comes from gentle pressure relentlessly applied.
Mm-hmm.
It's really up to all of us to help with our lives. And so we're finding great success and just with the pollinator gardens and how popular they are. It's creating awareness. And again, this is not, it should not be a political issue. I'm not here to defend that the Paris Accords were exactly right or wrong, or, you know, there's always trade-offs to the things that we do. But the way that this has become politicized, as too many other things have been, is really discouraging. I think we're ready to stand up and say, no, we're not going to be discouraged. We're going to keep doing what's the right thing to do. And Hillsborough is part of that.
And we're going to keep following that and be able to get the letter online as well. HillsboroughNC.gov, by the way, is the town of Hillsborough's website if you want to get more information about the town. Speaking with Mayor Tom Stevens, and Mayor, I know there's a lot going on in Hillsborough as always. What are the top items on the town's agenda right now?
Well, we got just in the background, all the things that the town is doing. The Church Street project is continuing. We're working on some tanks, and people might see some changes in their drinking water or water pressure in certain areas of town. I think the fun things that are going on, though, are it's going to be one of those weekends for tours. There's the standard walking tour that we do every month. There's a Ghost of the Confederacy tour. Every Sunday, there's a brunch where they have jazz music at the Weaver Street Market. There's a tea at Burwell School. One of the really, really fun things that's going to be happening this weekend is going to be a book release from one of our local authors, John Call Bemis, who does young folks' books. And he has his new out of a Baton series, Lord of Monsters, and 4 o'clock at the Farmer's Market Pavilion. He always does a fun musical, involve the kids, involve the communities. Usually there's at least 100 people who show up for this, and a great time to get your book. With Purple Crow will be out there. And you want to see community come together, come out to that book signing at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. That'll be fun. Of course, all those things, visit Hillsborough NC to see what's happening in the community. That's the place to go.
Awesome. Visit HillsboroughNC.com, HillsboroughNC.gov if you want town information. Speaking with Mayor Stevens, and Mayor, before we let you go, I know it's raining out there right now, but after the earlier floods, the dog park at Gold Park finally back open again?
Yeah. The whole Riverwalk, that last flood was all the way up into the stickwork sculpture, covered some of the boardwalks. It was pretty amazing. It got cleaned up with like a day, thanks to our crews. The only real damage is to the fences that go around the dog park, and it just takes a longer time to get contractors out there to get those fences, get it remulched, and get it ready. So that's finally up and running, and I know the folks with their four-legged friends are really happy to have that park back online. So
that's really cool.
Up and running now.
And the rest of Riverwalk got reopened really quick. I remember the week that flood happens, my friend is in the Commedia dell'arte performance that happens at the Stickwork Sculpture on last Fridays during the summer. They were having their opening night that Friday. The whole Riverwalk was shut down that Monday, and they were wondering if they were even going to be able to do anything because the floods were coming up to the Stickwork. And by the time Friday rolled around, it was all perfectly fine again.
It was, and again, we, a lot of people just, particularly on the town staff, turn out, get the park open. They know how really important it is to people, and so they do, everything they can. I can't talk up our town staff enough for it's good work they do. It's hard work they do, but I want to say just the community attitude. They know what's important. They're trying to do a great job and be very thoughtful about what kind of resources are being used. How can we do a little bit better? It's pretty tight. Probably next week we'll probably be talking about the budget, although there's not a lot of changes when that will be up for our town board meeting. That's going to be a week from tonight. But I tell you, it's It is such, I'm so honored to be representing a local government. And, you know, of all things, we started this conversation with what can cities and towns and our local governments do, as much as anything, is just to show an example that government can be an effective way of working for the people and be a real asset to the community, not a drain.
Absolutely. HillsboroughNC.gov. If you want information about the town of Hillsborough government, visit HillsboroughNC.com. If you want information about goings-on, events, and happenings in Hillsborough. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.